World Youth Day Madrid 2011 promises to be a kind of Pentecost for a Europe plagued by a deepening crisis and a nation in need of renewal, in the words of Cardinal Stanislav Rilko, president of the Pontifical Council for the Laity, one of the main organizers of all 26 editions of the Global Catholic Youth Gathering.
La cultura postmoderna è una cultura liquida.
Speaking to Vatican Radio, he says the postmodern world, especially Europe, is going through a difficult and deep crisis. The postmodern culture has no fixed points of reference and consequently produces rootless people who are deprived of safe and sound foundations in their lives. Spain, he continues, is like a vast laboratory where the serious problems and challenges of this postmodernity have manifest themselves with particular force. The cardinal describes the trends towards a radical secularism, the laws of the state which are clearly opposed to natural law, and even the serious problem of the economic crisis such as youth unemployment. Without doubt, he adds, Spanish society is hungry for hope. It urgently wants to find prospects for the future. And in this very challenging environment, the Church of Spain, thanks to World Youth Day, is called to rediscover its prophetic vocation and a new evangelistic courage.
Auguro a tutti I giovani di aprire senza timore.
Finally, concludes Cardinal Rilko, World Youth Day is addressed to all young people worldwide, those who share our faith in Jesus Christ, but also those who are wavering or uncertain or who do not believe in him. They are invited to share this experience, which can prove decisive for their lives. Over the past 25 years, World Youth Day, he says, has proved to be an extraordinarily efficient instrument of evangelization of the youth, who are also the main protagonists of this evangelization. I'm Emer McCarthy.